9977 Robert Light and NextGen Energy Incorporated, southeast of Cave Neck Road, southeast of South Mill Run, being lot 81 within Overbrook Shores Development. A special use exception to place a windmill.
Same thing, speakers. Both gentlemen to testify?
Yes.
Okay, names and addresses for the record, please.
It's Mr. Light, right?
Yes. Gentlemen, hands on the Bibles. Testimony, you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
Very well. Yourself?
Good.
How are you doing?
Okay, I'm going to start us off. Basically, we are NextGen Energy, and NextGen is owned by myself, Robert Light, and Brian Leszewski, who is standing right to my left. And we're actually purchasers, resellers, installers of alternative energy devices, and soon to be manufacturers of windmills. And we'll be doing that manufacturing in Sussex County. We're here primarily for Dennis Hagee's application, who lives in Overbrook Shores Association. Well, the association, I should say, has approved his application for a windmill in the neighborhood. And we went through the same process as we did with the other applications as far as looking to see what windmill would work the best in this location. And we went through quite a search, which, you know, entailed different designs of vertical as well as horizontal machines, what would fit best with the architecture of the development, and what would actually produce enough power to make the whole process worth it. And we settled in again on a 2kW Delta 1 Pacwind windmill. Now, again, let's see. The house basically matches the design of the windmill. It looks very well together, as well as the height. We're going to be in the neighborhood of about 43 foot on this installation. And if you look at your Delta 1 pictures of the Hagee residence, you'll see a front view with my thumb on it, and then a side back view of the windmill. Now, the actual color of the post used in this application is going to be more uniform with the house. Right now, it's a little lighter gray than what the house is, but it's going to tie in with the house color, and you're not going to be able to see that very well. And the windmill itself is going to be gray in color, so it's not going to just stand out. So we're working to work it in with the environment. Now, in this same development, there's already towers that are above 50 foot with antennas. Primarily, and there's an assortment anywhere from in the 35 foot range to looks like 50 or over. Again, the association has approved this process, and we have a copy of their building permit in the package. This has also been approved by the Delaware Co-op, which the sign application is in package. And it's also been approved for the rebate program of $5,000. The other two applications we have in went through the same process except for the Bass application, which does not have an association. So that basically goes through the process that we've gone through to date. The specifications of the windmill are in the pack, and you might want to take a look at the bold letters, basically giving you the same sizes of what we had discussed a month ago. There it's about approximately 48 inches in height, 79 inches in diameter. It's got three blades, so it's not a solid. It's environmentally friendly. It does not infringe on any wildlife or birds. The decibel level is 4.3 decibels. A heat pump will run anywhere from 40 to 80 plus decibels. Same with air conditioning. So as far as the outdoor environment, it's very quiet. The wind blowing through trees will produce more noise. So that's basically what we've assembled here is another project that will generate electric without generating any pollution. And that brings me down to, to hand over to you.
Yeah. I don't know, is there any questions about the technology aspect of it before we move on?
Any members have any questions?
No. Well, since the last meeting, I went through and I was doing some research on actually what the initiatives are for the state of Delaware as also on a federal level. And in the state of Delaware, on I think it was June 24th, there were three bills passed and signed by our governor. It was House Bill 19, 18, and 35, all have to do with renewable energy. And basically, what has happened is they've actually doubled the amount of desire by the year 2019 to be produced as renewable energy forms in the state of Delaware. It went to 20% of our entire consumed demand has to be produced by renewable energy sources. So it is pretty high on the list. And also to back that, they've actually doubled the renewable energy grant. They now charge the utility companies double per kilowatt hours as a tax on every kilowatt hour burned in our state and put that into the fund for purchasing renewable energy systems. I mean, this is just here and it's in our state. It is local and this is what we got to deal with. It's some of our realities. We also have a letter for DENREC, which is the Department of Energy, and it's in the packet, but this project is directly applicable to what the incentives are and the driving forces behind what our state and federal government is doing. I mean, it's just clear as can be, at least in my mind. And I also printed out some federal websites in there and actually goes and discusses some how communities should handle zoning, planning for these type of renewable energy systems. I don't know if anyone's interested or not, but I put them in there. Kind of also hitting home, and this is the perfect roof for it because you're probably all involved with actually approving new developments and sub-developments going in and new businesses as well as residential home sites. Every time we put in a new home site and every house that we have settlement on, it is actually increasing our demand on energy. I mean, at some point, we got to start also putting efforts in place to minimize the impact and also balance that with our growth that we want to have in this county. And I just don't see without putting systems and allowing us to put systems in like this, how we can possibly do that. We did do a lot of research. I mean, we're an engineering firm. We're all engineers in a firm, and we're trying our best to develop solutions that fit, whether it's with the environment, with the aesthetics, with safety. I mean, we're trying to really put key factors in place when we do the designs here. At least in my lifetime, back in the 70s, I'll tell you about global warming. Everyone says, hey, global warming, and everyone's not sure about it. But I remember going to Oak Orchard and on the Indian River Bay, skating across the ice on the Indian River Bay. Last December, I was striper fishing in short sleeves. I mean, it's here and it's affecting us. If you go through a town of Millsboro, almost on a lot of high tides, the water now goes into the kids' playground. And I mean, the water is rising, and we're a coastal community. I mean, we should be really involved with trying to save our environment because it is affecting us. Then we all know about the health environments. We've had plenty of action groups here in Sussex County. I mean, every new house that we actually have settlement on, actually producing more energy, we're actually producing it through a coal-burning power plant, a lot of it, sitting on Union River Bay. I mean, lung diseases, with especially kids. I mean, I have three kids, and all three have asthma. I mean, it is reality. I hear a lot of people about cancer rates high in the area, especially downwind from this. It's just a problem. And the other thing is rising energy costs. I mean, if you look at our economy and what we're faced with, I mean, they're going to say crude oil increased 50% since started 2007. The world demand is proposed to be 57% increase in world energy demand from 2004 to 2030. I mean, that's a huge impact, and the costs are going to go through the roof. I mean, we got to let people try to minimize their costs when we can do it and actually plan for the future a little bit. So that's all I have to say.
Now, the additional benefits as far as a positive response from this board is that Next Gen Energy is going to grow. And as we grow, we're going to be hiring installers. We're going to be hiring manufacturing personnel, sales and marketing. We're going to be hiring designers, just a whole crew of people to take care of the core business, which is purchase and install, but also the manufacturing of windmills, which will be hopefully used locally as well as regionally, nationally, and internationally. So we've got pretty substantial plans for growth. And just to hit a little bit more on the other reasons to move in this direction, crude oil is approaching $100 a barrel. Analysts are saying it's going to hit in the neighborhood of $260 a barrel. And that's not in 2030. That's within the next 10 years and probably less than that. And with crude oil, all energy rises in cost. And with the addition of building in Sussex County, I mean, our projections for population growth is still rather substantial. We're going to have to actually build more power facilities, transmission lines, and the only alternative basically is for us to install alternative energy. And windmills are just one piece of that equation. The other pieces obviously are photovoltaic cells as well as hot water systems. And we actually integrate all three of those systems. So gentlemen, I guess what I'm asking you to do is give us a positive vote so that we can move forward with our business.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I got a question. What kind of savings do you think you would get per month on that electric? Have you figured that out?
Yes, you should produce on average of 300 to 300 kilowatt hours per month.
300.
And multiply that by 11 cents. And that will give you monthly savings.
That's 300 to 350.
Yeah.
300 to 350.
Yeah,
not 300 to 300. 300 to 350.
Yeah, I tend to be conservative.
300 to 350. Okay. Yeah.
And this weekend, it was probably producing at a rate of about 500. So.
Yeah, we should.
Because of all the wind we had. I'm just kidding you.
Yeah, I know.
The hurricane coming past us. But but yes, it's a fair savings. And that's another very good question and point. We could have sized a 10 kW machine, which is actually a multiple of six, so they would have been producing somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,800 to 2,000 kilowatt hours a month. And that takes care of most households' demands. And that would obviously be a huge boost to the environment. But to put a 10 kW on a house in a development doesn't make good sense from an aesthetic point of view, an architectural, or, you know, it just doesn't belong there. It's 10 foot high, and it's about 80 inches in diameter. And there are some places where you can place a windmill like that. But in medium to low density areas, but I think medium to high density, you've got to really be cautious, and that's why we've kind of focused in on the 2 kW to fit into those scenarios. Where we can, for instance, we're looking at a business downtown Rehoboth where we can set a 10 kW on top of a roof, and it matches in with the other buildings in size and shape. Mm-hmm. And that makes sense. And as you all know, businesses are just feeling the brunt of the energy demand. And you know, a 10 kW producing 2,000 kilowatt hours on a business that's using 9,000 is a nice savings. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of thing that we're doing. We're trying to fit the size of the equipment into that environment. We have designs on the board for windmills from 50 to 100 to 500 watts. So they're small windmills that they would fit in with architecture of a home and on fences, along roof lines, you know, just to make everything kind of mold together. We also have plans for helical designs, which are still vertical windmills, but they have a helical design to them to give them a little more ornate architectural aesthetics view there. And then we also have plans for custom. For instance, if you wanted to have something special in the circle here that would produce, you know, 10 kW, we would work with you and design and build a windmill that will work there.
What's the highest kW you can go to?
Well, right now our plans are to go to about 10 in our designs. After we're finished with our product line, because we have, there's an awful lot of opportunity on the low end, which makes sense in developments and everything, then I think we'll go maybe up to 50 kW, and we'll probably hold at that level. But that won't be for a couple years that we go the other way.
Yes.
Yeah, I can install 5-10 kW for you.
There you go.
And actually, that's of our own design. We can purchase and install 50 kW today. I mean, we have resources for that. It's just not our own design. And we're very willing to do that. Now, you know, as far as...
Mr. Chairman, if I may interrupt, and I apologize, sir, for doing so. It's the responsibility of this board to determine, and I agree wholeheartedly, we need to find alternative energy sources to protect our environment. But it's the responsibility of this board to determine if, in this particular case, mm-hmm. that your request for this exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Right.
Haven't heard anything yet that addresses that. That's what we're here to determine, and well, we'd appreciate it if you'd keep it short and get to that point.
Okay. Well, the bottom line is that we're installing this per the pictures that we sent you, superimposed windmills. It's going to run up along the line of the chimney, and it's going to actually be just above the chimney. It's not going to produce any noise. It's not going to affect any other property from a usage perspective. I mean, it's just not going to. From an aesthetics perspective, I think it actually looks very nice. And it's going to produce electric. As far as it affecting anybody else, the only reason, as far as property value, it increases the value of property. And it does not decrease. And it does not decrease the property around it. There's studies all around that support that. If you look at the REMAX,
do you have any of those studies with you?
I think there was actually from the federal government in the pack.
And if you take a look at REMAX, they're doing nothing but pushing their green. It's one of these.
Well, we can appreciate that it's...
There's a small wind fax from the federal government in here that you have in your package.
So have you talked to any of the neighbors, anything about that? Have any problems with that, or does the association agree to it?
There's a letter from, well, there's actually a permit from the association. It was approved through the association, and there were no issues at all.
Okay.
I did get one phone call from a neighbor that wanted to know, who was about to build a home, that wanted to know why his home was held at one level and why we were able to go to another level. And I explained that was the difference between a house and putting a tower up, and that there's other towers and antennas in the area. I faxed him I'm sorry, I emailed him pictures with the superimposed windmills, and I may have a sale. I'm not sure yet. So we're working on that. The only real issue that I can't combat is I don't want it in my backyard. We're going to have to build power plants if we don't attack this problem from this perspective. My cousin lives on Indian River Bay. And if the wind's blowing the right way, he's got to power wash his house. If the wind switches to the south, then you got a North Bay Marine, all those guys out there scrubbing their boats. We're polluting. And we're going to have to build another power plant if we don't get the percentage of alternative energy up. The Marver Power and Light, and I think this is in your packet also, in fact, I know it is, sent out a letter to all of their customers requesting that they go to alternative energy and telling them that they'll support them. As far as citing this, if we have to build another power plant, it's going to be in somebody's backyard. If we got to put in power transmission lines, it's going to be in somebody's backyard. The best we can do is take this from a responsible approach, and that is to fit the new technologies in with the environment, and I think we've done a very good job of that.
Has your company installed any of these yet?
No, we're waiting for your approval.
We keep coming here. I mean, elsewhere.
No,
we're Delaware-based.
We're from Millsboro.
Delaware-based.
Yeah.
And
so this particular configuration has not been used anywhere yet?
No, Delaware's waiting for you to make a decision for us.
Could you give us some more examples of what this adverse effect on properties could be with a windmill?
Well, the standards for granting a special use exception, which was included in your application, mm-hmm. simply states such exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. And that further says any other requirements which apply to specific type of special use exception as required by Sussex County Code, for instance, time limitations and so forth.
It says zero impact.
I'm sorry?
It has zero impact on any neighboring property.
Okay. And that is your opinion? And
that's my professional opinion.
And your support would be this fact sheet from?
Fact sheet, the superimposed pictures.
From
the spec on the
American Wind Energy Association.
And the noise level, which is in the data sheet. As I said, the only thing I can't combat is I don't want it in my backyard.
Sure.
Okay. Any other questions, sir?
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe? Mr. Meld, any further? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Wow, would you keep them up, please? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay. Yes, ma'am. If there's any, yes.
Thank you,
sir. Okay. Is there anyone else here tonight that would like to offer any support? If so, please come forward now so we can swear you in at this time.
State your name and mailing address, please.
Kim Furtado, 3248 Sandpiper Drive, F-U-R-T-A.
Is testimony about giving the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth.
Okay. Ma'am, before you get started, for the benefit of everyone's time, again, as I explained to these gentlemen, the issue here is not the benefits of alternative sources. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure. You need to pass.
You start that down
the other end.
You would, please.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Is it two separate ones?
Yeah.
Okay. Good evening. Thank you for giving me the chance to testify to the board. My name is Kim Furtado. I'm a naturopathic physician in Millsboro. My practice is in Rehoboth Beach. I'm here tonight in favor of this application. I am a resident of Millsboro and also a potential future client of a windmill purchase. I am planning to put one on my property within the next year or possibly two. And so I would like to come out in support of this application for the special use condition. I would testify as a member of the public that I actually find the windmill appealing and improving the property values in our town because of the reality that a wheezing child and cancers in all my neighbors are very aesthetically unpleasing, and that the ability for us to make changes in the health conditions of our neighbors should be supported and thought about with a wider lens. What I brought today as some testimony is a model zoning ordinance, because one of the realities is, although the state, our state, as the gentlemen have testified, have enacted a number of laws and programs that encourage the use of small-scale renewable energy systems, many, and including Sussex County's existing ordinances, substantially increase the time and costs required to obtain the necessary construction permits. I'd like to make a motion separate from this application, because I have no intention to hold up this special use condition, but I'd like to make a request as a citizen to this board to consider to create zoning ordinances that favor the use of small wind.
You would need to do that to county council.
Is that the county council?
Yes.
Okay.
They make the ordinances.
Okay. Are there any other questions you might have as far as the reality of how I'm testifying that it wouldn't affect a neighboring property, per se?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Any other questions for me?
Any other questions for members of the board?
I don't think nobody's not really ever seen one yet.
What's that?
Nobody's seen one in operation yet, so anybody really don't know?
Yeah, see, it's interesting. I was trained in Seattle for 5 years, where I got my medical education, and ordinances there are very different, and there's a kind of a different flavor of the community as far as working towards affecting global warming and the pollution that we bear. And so seeing them in real life is of value. You know, it's important to be able to have a real life experience with it to put some context to it. So it's good that you can admit or say that you haven't seen one in real life, and that it's hindering somewhat your abilities to really make that assessment. I think at that point, what we can be called to do as a community is to begin to allow to have these special use permits granted, so that our community can become educated as to what the effects are. And in that time, as we've seen in Seattle and in Portland, Oregon, you would begin to create a community awareness that favor and value. What was interesting, I know it's a different topic, but offshore wind farms are supported by 93% of the state of Delaware. So it's hard for me to make the extrapolation that a community which would be in favor of wind energy, which has been surveyed to be in favor of wind energy, would have a guttural or really strong adverse reaction to seeing windmills in people's neighborhoods. If anything, the data and the study that the University of Delaware provided through that phone survey gives actual data that shows you that the state of Delaware citizens actually support specifically wind power. So that's something you can really sink your teeth into, and it's really hard to actually make a basis that the substantial amount of Delawareans oppose wind power in face of that data.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in opposition to this application? Keep your hands up, please. One, two.
I'm not opposition.
No, I said in opposition.
Oh, no, I'm not in opposition.
Okay. Okay, sir, would you like to come forward? Do we have any correspondence?
This way.
You need to go this way, sir.
This way.
Oh, sorry.
Be sworn in, sir.
That's
against and 13 in favor.
My name is Aubrey Bartlett. I live at 30313 Selton Drive, directly opposite Windmill.
And I'm sorry, spell your last name for her, please.
B-O-S-W-O-R-T.
Okay. On the Bible, please. Testimony you're about to give the truth. Take the podium, please.
I think so. Yeah. Yep.
There's one concern that I have about the windmill. I live directly opposite the said windmill, I have had no contact from Mr. Light, so I don't know what neighbour he actually spoke to, but I don't know what I'm going to be looking at. The other thing is the windmill is going to be in very close proximity to Red Mill Pond, and there is a lot of birds and environment that I think should be looked at as well before we stick something in the air that's going to be obtrusive to those.
Okay.
We have quite a selection of wildlife there. There's ospreys, bald eagles, herons, as well as migratory birds, and the windmill is going to be about 50 feet from the pond.
In what manner do you feel that this?
I think that
would substantially affect adversely the use of your property.
I think that we're going to see negative reactions regarding the wildlife. It'll go somewhere else. You know, that's what I'm thinking. And also, I'm a little concerned about a rotating structure being stuck on the side of a house, you know, in a residential neighbourhood.
Have you seen these?
No, sir.
Would you like to see them?
Yes, sir.
The structure is not a conventional type of windmill. It's a vertical windmill.
There's also literature in here, in this packet we received, that indicates that at a certain speed it reflects, I think, a visual as a solid object to help prohibit birds from flying into it, I believe.
You said at a certain speed. Does this mean that a certain speed would be achieved every time?
Well, I'll let the experts address that after you're finished here.
Thank you.
So does this seem to be obtrusive to you? The way
it does to me.
It does?
It does to me.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other questions?
Any other questions at this time?
No, sir.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
I'd like to have a response to that.
Okay. Would you come back, please?
The vertical axis windmill, like the gentleman said, is viewed as a solid to birds. It is specifically designed to help minimize bird fatalities. I mean, if we're going to go on that, we can't get in a car. I mean, I've hit a bird or two in my life driving down the road, too. But if you look at the whole environmental impact, look what's happening to all the fish that you can't eat anymore because of what the coal burning plants are putting into the environment. I mean, it's just pros and cons to everything, but
it's
I
true.
Think the pros outweigh the cons in this instance, and we tried everything to minimize the cons.
Okay.
And there's also been several studies, one right over in Jersey on the large windmills, which are the horizontal windmills, which is the design that has the worst reputation. Throughout a year, they had five birds killed in a year. And what they found was that birds fly around them. And that's the horizontal windmills, which are have the worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. Studies on vertical windmills, there were zero birds even hurt. They couldn't find any impact on the environment as far as wildlife was concerned. Didn't scare anything, didn't kill anything, didn't hurt anything. And that's another reason we went in this direction.
Oh, me too.
And the reality is there's not one utility that we like in our backyard.
Sure.
No one likes the transformers. No one likes Mediacom boxes in our yard, or the telecom, the fiber boxes.
Or cell towers or asphalt plants. Right.
Anything.
Nobody likes them.
That's a good point.
Right. I don't think so.
They will like our windmills.
If I might suggest to you, gentlemen, if your intent is to sell more of these, which is admirable from a point of view of helping to save the environment, I would suggest that you contact county council and attempt to get zoning changes, because, you know, we make exceptions to the ordinance, to the rules.
Right.
Given that, you're going to see considerable opposition in the future. And depending on who has the strongest point, or can make the strongest point, our decision will be based on the specific property in question, and not
right.
not as a concept or idea or what have you.
I mean, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Actually, the Department of Energy, Scott Lynch, who's kind of running the green energy program, is actually contacting the county council and trying to work through this these regulations. And I was talking today, there's no definition on what a windmill is, because I see decorative windmills, and theoretically, they're against your regulations, in theory.
In theory, they are.
Because they're not defined. And we're actually developing a line of micro windmills, which go down from 50 watts to 500. So do we have to get a 400-hour public hearing for a windmill this large? We have to address these regulations.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sure.
So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Working on it.
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we take case number 9,977 under advisement.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9,977 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, the motion is so carried. They do. Okay.
Case number.